WGIV Pineville, Charlotte, WGCD Chester.
Good morning. It's the Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. Welcome, listeners. This is WGIV 103.3 FM, 1370 AM, and tunein.com. I know many of our international listeners are joining us through our website, which is bridgeholistichealing.com, on the radio page. Hey, don't forget, if you've missed any of the previous shows and you want to catch up with what we're talking about these days, then go on to that radio page on bridgeholistichealing.com, and you'll see a whole library of the previous shows. You can scan down the middle and see what the topics are that we've gone through and who our guests were, and see what calls you on the day. You may find that something exciting is there for you that you didn't know about. Listeners, I just want to welcome our whole global community here. This is a community of oneness. We are souls connecting around the planet, and yes, we have extended to 83 countries now. We're reaching the world, folks. And for those of you who are new to the show, I want you to know the little story. This radio show started with a phone call to me out of the blue when Dr. Leslie, I'm a doctor of chiropractic who's actually been practicing holistic therapies and energetic type of healing modalities for quite a number of years. I used to live in New Zealand and moved to America 2 years ago. Last December, I got a call out of the blue to invite me to be a guest on a radio show here at the station, and I couldn't even figure out how they found my number. The website that number came from had been down for 6 months, so even the beginnings of this radio show is demonstrating the energy of quantum physics, of the divine plan unfolding, of creating by allowing, because I was standing in the question with that which we call God for what next? What next? I didn't feel a rightness to set up a practice in the way that I had in New Zealand. And so I was just standing in that space. And you know what? Sometimes isn't waiting the hardest thing? I'll tell you what, if we can get our minds into a state of peace, when there's nothing to cling on to at the moment, that's when providence happens. That's when we really invoke the miracles. And that was a true miracle when I got that call from a man named David Marrero to invite me to the radio. And when I met with him, he quickly ended up asking me to be a co-host on the show. And then the next time we met, he said, I want to launch you into your own show. I want to tell you that the universe used certain people to bring about the circumstances. And within 6 weeks, those people were gone and no longer on the radio. So, you know, this is just to share with you my own little testimony and say this can happen for all of us. If you stand in the question and the allowance of what's there for you, miracles will show up. That which we call God will use people, places, and circumstances to move you into where you're meant to be next. And those vehicles that brought you there might just completely disappear, you know, because we're kind of walking a path that's turning us to the right turn and turn us to the left turn when we need to get there. And those things that help to get us there may just have been there for that moment, for that reason. So since that time, which has only been a handful of months, yes, this radio show has expanded to reaching 83 countries and 50 states in the United States. So those who are here with us today, you are joining with a soul family who are connected worldwide. We're all joining hands energetically. And, you know, I'm so excited to say Pam Grout's going to be joining us a little later in the show. She is the author of an incredible book called E Squared, and she's going to be talking to us a bit about the scientific side of spirituality, about the science behind our spiritual walk, the science behind these miracles that can happen, the science behind the pure potential the pure potentiality of the field that we live in, and that we, some would call God, the infinite essence of I am that I am, that actually is a field of pure potential where everything is possible. And we had a demonstration of that over 2,000 years ago by a human that we call Jesus in English terms, but we have been shown the way. We have been shown the pathway that's available for us and the possibilities of miracles on earth. And that's what we're here to gather together and create. That's what's happening as we come together. So Pam's going to be with us a little bit later on the show. We're starting, folks, today with holistic living. I'm ready to bring some information to you that might shock your socks off. For some folks that have been taking calcium supplementation, now I first want to preface this conversation by saying, by all means, the best way for us to get our pure nutrients in our diet is through foods. You know, that which we call God has really worked out a beautiful balance in nature. And the foods that grow in the earth and are available from us through nature actually come with cofactors and enzymes. There's lots of little ingredients in there that we might not be thinking about that we consume together when those nutrients are mixed into their natural format. Now, when you pull things out of that natural format and you create what we call isolates in a laboratory, we can create supplements that are isolating certain nutrients that's not in its natural form for foods. I'm going to say the best way to get your supplements is through foods or nutrient-rich concentrated food sources, whole food sources. But sometimes we get into real imbalances and we need to really give it a hard hit to try to get into balance again. Or for those who just don't find that they can get what they really need out of their diet, supplements can help. Now, this information I want to bring you today has to do with some unusual facts about calcium supplementation that a lot of people aren't aware of. There are many people around the world who understand that as we age, especially women, when we start to have hormonal changes in the body, we often lose the calcium density in our bones. We start to have calcium leached from the bones in the body, and it can create weakness of the bones. The bones are actually composed of a matrix. I'm going to say we know that the physical body is composed of an energetic matrix. So at its core, everything is built on that energetic matrix. But as far as the physical realm goes, the bones are actually set up on a bony matrix that actually can start thinning. And let's look at it like a spider web. Okay, so the space in between the strings of the web can get bigger and bigger to where the matrix of the bone itself can become so weak that bones will collapse in on themselves. That's osteoporosis. That's spontaneous fractures that can happen. And there's many people who are taking positive steps to prevent that from happening later in life by taking calcium supplementation. Okay, and so I want to say, hey, good on ya for choosing to be proactive and making conscious positive choices. But let's make sure we're fully informed, because a little bit of knowledge can be a dangerous thing. Let's get all the information in there. I'm going to give you a little info from a man named William Falcon with Life Extension. We got this information online. A study published in May of 2012 showed that calcium supplements may increase risk of cardiovascular disease. This study tracked almost 24,000 Europeans and suggested in a subgroup analysis that people taking only calcium supplements were about twice as likely to have a heart attack. Okay, now let's just go into the whys of that. Okay, calcium should not be taken by itself. Those involved in nutritional medicine have long known that people who supplement with calcium should also take adequate amounts of magnesium. The reason is that magnesium is a natural calcium channel blocker. Okay, let's look into this a bit further. Magnesium deficiency can induce elevation of intracellular calcium concentrations. Okay, so that means there calcium can get to be in too high of proportions within the cell and can accelerate atherosclerosis. All right. Now, just to bring it right down to everyone's understandable level, I'm going to read you a definition for atherosclerosis. Atherosclerosis is a condition in which an artery wall thickens as a result of the accumulation of fatty materials such as cholesterol and triglyceride. It's a syndrome affecting arterial blood vessels. A chronic inflammatory response in the walls of arteries caused largely by the accumulation of macrophage white blood cells and promoted by low-density lipoproteins, that's our bad fats, okay, without adequate removal of fats and cholesterol from the macrophages by functional high-density lipoproteins. So that's going a little bit into the other conversation that says you need to be eating good healthy fats in your diet for healthy heart and cardiovascular system. But in addition to that, if you are low in magnesium, and especially if you are also taking calcium supplementation, you can cause some issues with the thickening of the walls of the arteries and narrowing of those blood vessels, and it actually can impact your cardiovascular system to where you may be setting yourself up for a higher likelihood of having a heart attack. Okay? You don't want to have that happen. So let's learn more. Exposure to excess amounts of calcium over time without adequate magnesium sets the stage for endothelial dysfunction and formation of atherosclerotic plaque. Okay, so this is saying that there's abnormal function in the artery walls, and it increases the possibility of your walls grabbing hold of that junky stuff floating through there and cholesterol and causing the narrowing of the blood vessel and also plaque that can break off and move through the blood vessels until it hits one that's too narrow for it to move through. And that's what we call a myocardial infarction. It means that you've had a piece of junk break off inside the blood vessel, flow through the blood rapidly while the blood vessel is thick enough until it hits a thin blood vessel, and then it blocks it up completely. That means that from there forward, the tissues that blood vessel was going to go to don't get blood and don't get oxygen, and those tissues will die, and that is a type of heart attack. Okay, so then as much of the heart muscle that did not get blood flow and had death to that tissue, it won't function anymore. All right, and that is how we have this type of heart attack happen. So we don't want to set ourselves up for something like that by doing something that's imbalanced and not what would happen naturally if we were taking calcium in our foods. So this is just saying, if you're taking calcium supplementation, be smart about the whole story and understand that you need magnesium to go with it. Okay, this article says, we've published an overwhelming number of articles about the importance of magnesium, and the FDA rated us at gunpoint in 1987. Oh, we're going to have to get into that FDA conversation sometime. At gunpoint, and sees literature we published stating that nutrients like fish oil and magnesium prevent heart attack. They ridiculed the notion that nutrients had any effect on disease risk. That day, the FDA had the upper hand and seized our property under the pretext that we were promoting unapproved drugs, since the FDA did not recognize any health benefit to supplements like magnesium and fish oil. Later, we sued in federal court and won everything back, along with a small check from the U.S. Treasury that covered some of our legal costs. This is just to say, folks, you know what? The information that's reaching the public, the inline information, is often way behind what we really know is truth at other levels, okay? It's kind of like the textbooks in school are some of the last to know the newest information. In fact, Dr. Bruce Lipton, who lives in New Zealand now and is teaching at the chiropractic school there, was one of the scientists who discovered stem cell technology when? in the 1960s. Can you believe it's been around that long? That's what I'm saying. So the discovery of new science can be so delayed for decades before it reaches the public and before it reaches your local medical doctor. And you got to stay on top of your research to really understand what's current. And this is one of the current facts, is that magnesium needs to be taken with calcium if you're going to be supplementing. Can I just add a little something about that magnesium supplementation? Kidney stones. Okay, I don't know where you're living when you're listening to this show, but I'll tell you that in the southeast of the United States of America, kidney stones are rampant. I mean, it's epidemic. North Carolina has got one of the highest rates of kidney stones in the country and in the world. Now, kidney stones are often made of calcium oxalate, which means that your body isn't processing calcium properly. You end up with little calcium rocks, okay, little calcium deposits that have made hard little bitty stones. And when they start trying to move through your kidneys, believe me, there's some tiny, tiny little tubules in those kidneys that we use to filter our fluids in the body. And those stones passing through there can be absolutely agonizing, all right? Now, I'm imagining that the high rate of kidney stones in the southeast of the United States has to do with the soils and the water that people are drinking. And believe me, even if you're careful about drinking filtered water and you've really got yourself drinking pure, wonderful stuff, when you're buying produce out and eating foods, there's water in your foods. And those foods take in the water from the soils. Okay, so it's there. Those fluids are there. And often people can have issues with developing kidney stones when they're not taking magnesium or when they don't have enough magnesium in their diet. Now, Dr. Leslie's talking a little bit firsthand here, because after 20 years of after having a couple kidney stones a long time ago when I lived in the U.S., and then having 20 years of no kidney stones while I lived in New Zealand, I came back to the United States a couple years ago, and last March I found myself in the hospital screaming with a kidney stone, okay, and found out that in that short period of time I'd actually developed three. So it was a reminder to me. I started doing my own research and got onto it, and I'm taking a wonderful natural calcium supplementation. It's got a nice little balance in it, but I'm taking calcium at night. I'm taking magnesium at night before I go to bed. And the pain that I was feeling from those two remaining stones has subsided. My understanding is that magnesium can actually help your body work with calcium in such a way that it will start breaking down and dissolving calcium kidney stones. And most kidney stones are calcium oxalate. So just a little word to help you out there, folks. If you're taking calcium supplementation, make sure you've got magnesium with it. Do your research. Find out what proportions you need. And know that taking magnesium also helps with kidney stones. Okay, so it's known that dietary protein enhances calcium absorption, and dietary phosphorus causes calcium retention. So also keep that in mind. If you are eating a low-protein diet, and vegetarians and vegans, I really want to speak to you for a minute, because it's hard. You really got to be on top of your game to be having adequate, really quality protein in your diet when you're eating meat-free. And I certainly want to encourage that meat-free diet, but be knowledgeable and responsible for getting your pure proteins in, which is going to enhance your calcium absorption as well. Make sure you got enough protein. Okay, and of course, magnesium deficiency is known to cause other things in addition to the calcium issue. Okay, it can cause nausea, muscle weakness, neuromuscular and cardiac irritability. And when I say that, also, a lot of people with calcium deficiency get leg cramps, at night, and people who start adding calcium in, I mean magnesium, here I go again. The magnesium deficiency can cause leg cramps at night, and a lot of people who are low in magnesium and start taking it find that they sleep better as well. It actually helps relax the body and the mind. But the deficiency of magnesium can also cause tetany, convulsions, tremors, depression, psychotic behavior, inhibit proper muscle function and contractions, as well as interfere with the proper utilization of calcium and potassium. So make sure that you are getting magnesium into your diet and having a good balance there. Okay, folks, that is our holistic living info for the day. We're going to take a break for a commercial here in just a few moments. We're going to be bringing on our Wave of Fire, interesting and exciting author, Pam. Manifest divine abundance in your life? Would you love to encounter a personal breakthrough to recharge your hopes and dreams and to be given new tools to put you back in the driver's seat of your destiny?
Come join us at Sacred Grove, the beautiful retreat center just an hour's drive from downtown Charlotte, North Carolina. Your spiritual tour guides for the afternoon, Dr. Leslie Wells and Penny Calcina, will escort you to a new world of empowerment and presence. Discover the wonderment of all possibilities available in your life when you understand the secrets of divine creation and oneness.
Empowerment for Life on Saturday, August 10th is a transformational afternoon you don't want to miss. The cost is only $69 for this powerful workshop. To learn more, visit sacredgroveretreat.com or call Ellen at 704-299-5124. That's 704-299-5124.
And welcome back. This is a Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. And it is time for Wave of Fire. So hold on to your seats, listeners. We are bringing in an exciting guest for lots of information about how to create your own reality and how your thoughts create your reality. This is Pam Grout, the author of E-Squared. Pam, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's great to talk to you. I enjoyed our talk yesterday. This is I've really been looking forward to this.
Yeah, this is terrific. I want to just share with the listeners a little story about how I found you, Pam. Folks, one of my closest friends from New Zealand, who's now living in Australia, I spoke with her a few weeks ago, and she said, you've got to get this book, E-Squared by Pam Grout. I wrote the name down. She said, my brother and I are reading this together and doing the energy experiments that she recommends, and it's so exciting to see the results. So Pam, tell us, how did you get inspired to write this book?
Well, I guess, you know, I've used these principles in my own life for a long time. I have a pretty amazing life. You know, I get to travel all over the world, and I've, you know, been an author for a long time. I write for a lot of People Magazine and CNN and lots of different places. And I mean, I've used these principles. I mean, I'm a kid from Kansas. So, you know, and I made all this stuff happen by using the power of my thoughts. So I thought, you know, this is an important information. I think everybody needs to know this. So basically, And the other thing, too, part of the reason I wrote it is, I mean, it's really important information, but I also wrote it in the context that I did where there's these experiments where you actually try it, is because I think people read these theories a lot. Oh, yeah, your thoughts create your reality. Law of attraction. You know, they've heard all that stuff, but it seems like just a theory. And so by using the experiments in this book, it moves from being just a theory to being a practice in your life. And these are just baby steps. But what they do is they build your muscle. You realize, wow, this stuff really does work. So I set it up in the context of a scientific experiment. I mean, you literally have your 48-hour period to, you know, test these different principles. Is it true that there is an abundant, bountiful source that has your back? I mean, is that true? And then you find out by doing these experiments. So it's just a really good way to cement in some of these beliefs that we've been theorizing about, but that we actually need to practice.
That is so awesome. So what I want to throw in there, Pam, what comes to my mind is, even in addition to the skeptics who go, oh, yeah, sure, sounds good, but right, you know, are those people, and I have been one of them in the past. It's working more and more, you know, doing experiments like these. But I've been one of these people who really believes and wants to move into the driver's seat of manifesting exactly what I choose in my life. And yet I've got that blooming subconscious mind who's not fully on board. I'm wondering how many people are sabotaged in their efforts to create their reality because they've got subconscious lack of belief. And that's what I loved about what you've done here, is because it seems like bringing forward this tangible experiential evidence is going to bring the subconscious mind on board. Like, we're proving it, like in the laboratory, and that brings that doubting little self into going, well, it's been proven. How can I doubt it?
Right, exactly. Well, I think everybody believes scientists. You know, you read a scientific study or whatever, it's like, oh, well, of course that's true if a scientist said it. So this is a way of being our own scientist to test out whether or not this works. And what you brought up a really important point about that subconscious mind, or that little me, or whatever, the ego. I mean, there's all kinds of different names for it. But that programming that we got, it's kind of a default setting that I think we all tend to just live our lives on, because we are creating a reality all the time. But when your default setting says that, oh, life is hard, I have to work so hard to make anything happen, you know, nobody's there to support me. When you have those kind of thoughts, well, because your thoughts are creative and do create your reality, that's exactly what you get. So it's so important to rewrite this default setting. And the thing is, we all do come in, I mean, that's kind of our cultural bias. You know, we come in, we learn these things from our family, and of course they think they're, you know, doing us a favor by teaching us, oh, you got to be really careful, you got to be, you know, all these different things. But the truth is so different. I mean, the actual reality of the world is so different than this default setting that we were taught. And so that's why I think it's so important to realize this, to say, hey, there's a lot more going on than, you know, what we've been led to believe.
You know, I just love how you started the book with the collapse of the wave, you know, in your introduction, because I guess what's the old proverb, the old Chinese proverb that says, you know, if you're going to drink of my tea, you first have to empty your cup. So I guess the first thing is, as you said, collapsing the wave, addressing the wrong programming, the misinformation that we've had drummed into our minds since the moment we were born, really, and our observations of other people's conclusions in life. So how do you feel is the best way to clear the slate as we're moving into wanting to take on a new perspective and new power in our lives?
Well, I'm big on meditating, but what I believe, and I think this one, you know, just a couple little rewiring of your brain, and one of them is, or of your mind, one, just a little tiny rewiring, that first of all, that the world is unlimited bounty, you know, God, Spirit, it really does want to give you every good thing. I mean, that is the truth. And once you get that, if you could get that one little switch and, you know, just change it from the way you believe that, oh, life's really hard. But if you really got that, and if you had any idea how much love is just there waiting to pour out to you. And see, here's the thing. We put up all these blocks by our thinking, because our thoughts do create reality. We've all erected these massive barriers to all this plenty and abundance and love that wants to come our way, and we think this is normal. So rewriting that default setting is the number one thing, and really, if you can just get it at how much love and abundance and unlimited potential is out there, if you got that one little thing, I mean, your whole life would be different. I mean, that's, you know, just so those, it's just like rewiring little by little. And just like with yoga or any kind of exercise, you build these muscles slowly. I think that's kind of what you do with this book. You build those muscles, those thought muscles, so to speak, slowly by, you know, okay, let's stretch the boundaries of, you know, what I now believe. Let's say, hey, this could be possible. Anything could be possible. Because really, we just get up every morning and repeat the same old thing that we had yesterday when an infinite wild chaos of possibilities is possible. But of course, you know, we just kind of get up and do the same old, same old. And then as long as we keep doing that, we're going to get the same old, same old.
Mm. Absolutely. So when I heard you talking about exercise, I heard you say something about yoga, and I was thinking, you know, I'm thinking about this book and thinking, is this one of those classes that says it's for all levels? Beginners can come in who've never even touched the thought before, as well as advanced people who've already been really working with their minds, taking responsibility for their thoughts and actively co-creating in their world. Do you feel like this book's going to address all different levels of experience with mastery?
Well, I really do. I mean, I've been hearing from people that have been, like you said, practicing these principles forever. And then I've been hearing from people who this is their first exposure to this. And because they are baby steps, I mean, I guess I would probably fear that, you know, people that are really advanced at this might not, I mean, it's like, oh yeah, I know all this stuff. But it's just the opposite. People that really know all this stuff, like, wow, here's a cool way to, A, share it with your friends because it's just, you know, it's written in a fun way and it's pretty simple to understand. And B, to, you know, just to try it for themselves. I mean, it's fun. I mean, that's the whole thing about this book. This is really fun. And that's another one of those little tweaks in consciousness we need, that life is meant to be fun, and that any kind of spiritual work, spiritual growth, anything, make it as fun as possible, because if it's not fun, it's not sustainable. So that's another thing I've done in this book, is make it fun. I mean, this is really fun to do these things. There's no big time commitment. There's no, you know what I mean? It's just a real simple, easy thing to do, and it's fun.
Absolutely. Fun's a big part of life if we're going to have a good time while we're here. My understanding is that's why we're here. We're supposed to have
exactly.
joy and happiness and just love the blessings that are flowing as long as we don't block them, huh?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, that's so true.
You know, what came to mind when you were speaking about the advanced folks, people that really already know all this? It's mm-hmm. so funny, Pam, because I've noticed a couple conversations with folks that went to some classes that I was a part of, you know, about manifesting, who come up and go, oh, yeah, come on, this is the same old law of attraction. We already know all that. Boring, you know what I'm saying? And then I go, and you came here on a bus? Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, how, look, folks, if you think you've already heard this, been there, done that, just look at your life. And if your life is not actually demonstrating every most incredible vision that you could hold for it, then trust me, you haven't gotten it yet. Okay, this
exactly.
isn't just something to talk about. This is something that gets employed in your life and can bring every joyous, abundant thing to you in all levels, relationships, materially, your work in the world, giving your gifts and receiving. I mean, but don't you find that sometimes, Pam, that people think they've got it, but they're not actually their life isn't showing it?
Well, that's one of the biggest mistakes people make. Once we think we know anything, we block out all the guidance from, you know, the infinite. And so that is such a good point. I mean, people that know this stuff or that know anything, whatever you know, it's like once you know it, you're talking about the collapse of the wave. From physics terms, you have collapsed the wave to be that way. Collapse of the wave, because, I mean, the world is just a bunch of waves, energetic waves out there. It's just energy. It's all energy. And once we start looking for something, you know, and expecting it to be that way, we collapse the wave. So by knowing something, you have collapsed the wave to be that way. So it's really important to, of course, collapse the waves the way you want them. But in my opinion, the best way to be is to collapse no waves, or, you know, to be open to the possibility, the riotous possibilities that are out there. I mean, there's just so many of them, and we just continue to do the same old, same old. So yeah, I think knowing it is one of those little things that's maybe not a good thing to do.
Yeah, oh, right. Being in the knowing instead of standing in the question.
Right, exactly.
Openness to learn new things.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, so folks, we're not going to grow or get anything more if we're not open to receive new understandings and information, even if it's new ways of working with things that we've already heard about or know about, to move us into higher and higher levels of mastery. Pam, I just love how you've got these particular 9 separate experiments for people to be doing in their lives. Now, what kind of feedback are you getting about tangible results? Are people telling you about things that are changing for them as they go through these experiments?
It's so much fun. I mean, every day I open my email and find just this, another new story from people all over the world. That's what's really exciting. I mean, for me, it's so much fun. I mean, obviously, I believed in this long before I wrote the book. I mean, I've used it in my own life. But had I just written the book and not believed it, I would have no doubt now, because I have gotten so many amazing stories, you know, from people that have, you know, gotten a whole bunch of money, to people that have been, here's one I just heard the other day that I thought was really funny. This guy had made the intention to see a red rubber ball, or see a red ball. And, you know, and that's part of the little baby steps, you know, because this is what I want to draw. We draw, we see in our life what we expect to see. I mean, that's one of the principles. I think I call it the Volkswagen Jetta principle. But so anyway, he decided that he wanted to see a red rubber ball, because you can do whatever you want. I mean, butterflies is another thing that some people look for, and they've found butterflies on everything from the lapel. One doctor walked into his patient's room, and there on her lapel was a yellow butterfly in the middle of winter. One gal was in the desert of California and thought, how am I going to find a butterfly out here? But her partner walked into a restaurant, came back out with a piece of pie that had a butterfly, you know, engraved onto the top of the pie, you know. So just those guys. But anyway, this red rubber ball story that I just heard, this guy, he said, I'm going to be different. I'm not going to do butterflies or feathers or whatever. He's going to do balls. So he was at an intersection. It was the same intersection that he had been at when he was looking for burnt orange cars. This is the guy who wants to do everything a little different, which is fun. I mean, I like that. I like the creativity in it. But so anyway, he's at this intersection, and out of nowhere, this red rubber ball comes bouncing into the intersection. He sent me a picture of it. He jumped out of his car and grabbed it, and then, you know, sent me a picture of it and wrote on there the abracadabra principle, because I think that was what he did for the abracadabra principles. I mean, what it is, it's 9 principles, and then there's experiments to prove each of these 9 principles. And I named them kind of funny things. Like, the first one is The Dude Abides, which is a line from the movie The Big Lebowski. The Dude Abides is kind of this funny cult movie. And, you know, it's like, hey, there really is this force out there that has my back. I mean, that is a really important first thing to get. And so you do an experiment to test that out, and then, you know, you do test to see, am I really drawing out of the field, you know, the world, what I'm expecting to see? Is that true? And so you do an experiment to see if that's true. So you just, like, little by little, you work through these things, and you know, you just realize, wow, this is a pretty amazing, magical place I live in.
That's awesome. So, you know, what comes to mind as we're talking about it, Pam, is in the Bible, when Jesus talks about the power of belief and faith. You know, folks, you know, your faith is so important, and what your mind is believing can stop the very hand of that which we call God. Jesus went into his hometown, and the Bible says, could not perform miracles. Okay, he was stopped because of unbelief. And so these experiments are amazing ways to actually bring about belief in your mind. Now, we're going to take a break for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to talk to Pam Grout some more about this amazing book that she's written about how to manifest your own reality, and how these experiments with bringing red rubber balls into the middle of an intersection and butterflies in the desert can translate into you manifesting incredibly perfect health, wealth, joy, and happiness in your life. Pam will be back with you in just a couple moments. Have you ever wondered what a truly angelic experience would feel like? Introducing a multi-sensory, one-of-a-kind event on Sunday, August 18th at 3 p.m., Divine Intervention. You will sit with angelic intuitives Nami Nestorowitz and Susan Burns as they bring in angels through art and music, joined by Dr. Leslie Wells, who provides a portal to the heavens through light language angelic activations.
Nami will paint an energy portrait while channeling angelic messages. Meanwhile, Susan will play the harp, which raises the vibration and creates an ambient atmosphere of relaxation and loving presence. Nami, Susan, and Dr. Leslie work intuitively so that the painting, the music, and light language you hear are spiritually tailored to this event. The room will also be filled with the healing energy of the new Tsunami modality.
This divine intervention is a one-hour healing event. Enjoy a heavenly activation of every cell in your body, healing of the vibrational frequencies of your biofield, and enhanced healing capabilities for those who are conduits of healing energies already. This event will be held near Charlotte in the Lake Norman area on Sunday, August the 18th at 3 p.m.
For more information, please contact Dr. Leslie at 980-202-1055. Again, the number is 980-202-1055. Thank you.
At Divine Intervention, Divine Intervention Session is only $50 for those who are available and feel drawn to go in their souls. It's in August, only $50 for that experience. Now, listeners, this is the Dr. Leslie Show, WGIV 103.3 FM and 1370 AM, tunein.com on the Internet. For those of you tuning in worldwide, I know you're reaching us through bridgeholistichealing.com. Tell your friends. So, folks, we're back with Pam Grout, the author of E-Squared. Pam, we want to come back to the conversation and start letting the listeners know how these exercises, manifesting balls and butterflies, translates into manifesting health and joy and happiness and successful relationships. How do we, is this kind of like the wax on, wax off? You know, the exercises of, what was that, the Karate Kid?
Right, right. Well, you know, that's a good point. I think it kind of is. It's the, you know, the baby steps. You got to learn to walk before you can run. But the exercises do get a little more complicated. I mean, as they go on. But, you know, some of the first basic groundwork. I mean, I think we need to set the groundwork to really get this on a deep level that, wow, this stuff really does work. So that's why the experiments are kind of simple, easy little things to do. But, yes, once you realize this power and that your thoughts are going out into the universe and bringing back to you whatever it is you're seeking. I mean, literally, your life is conforming to the thoughts that you have. And once you realize that about these little things, you realize it's also conforming to your thoughts about your health, your body, your financial situation, everything. So, it's an extremely powerful tool, you know, getting this, that, you know, what you think about expands, what you look for, you find. And so these are very important principles that can be used literally for everything in your life. And in fact, I think, we should be teaching this along with reading and writing in school. I mean, this is so important stuff. I mean, this is all physics. It's the things the ancients have been telling us. You know, we've read about in the Bible, Jesus taught us this, but, you know, we've kind of wasted all this time not using this power that we have. We've just kind of let the default setting take over and run the world. So
absolutely.
It's so important, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the gift I see in these what you would call tiny, simple experiments is that they're very, very precise and exact. I mean, when you talk about a man who's intending for a red ball to show up in his realm and then it comes bouncing across an intersection, I'm going to tell you, if that happened to me, that would leap me forward tremendously in my level of faith and belief, because I think that sometimes we can believe for broader things. Like, I'm going to get a good job, or I'm going to get a new house, you know, but something real specific like a red rubber ball, or, you know, I mean, that actually, I believe, helps bring our mind into true alignment that says every single detail of my life is responding to me. You know, I'm calling in every little bitty thing as well, which I think is even more advanced than hanging out with, you know, some global intention.
Oh, you know, another fun story I heard, and the message that this person got from, you know, what she discovered was really a powerful message, but she had made the intention, and she's somebody who lives in your part of the world, I think, maybe South Carolina, you're in North Carolina, mm-hmm. But anyway, she had made the intention to see white feathers. She and her family were out geocaching, and on the way home, the traffic slowed down, and she was on the interstate, and she kind of looked over, and her daughter says, "Mommy, look, somebody must have killed a chicken." And literally for 4 miles, as the traffic was stopped, there were white feathers, thousands and probably millions of white feathers along for 4 miles on either side of the highway. And then they got home, and you know, on their doormat when they got home was one little white feather. And the message she took from that is, yeah, you can, sure, you can ask me for one little white feather, but boy, I can provide a whole lot more.
Wow.
You know, it was just, it was such an astounding realization to her that, wow, you know, here I was just wanting a little feather, which I think it's good to start with little things, but it's like the universe was saying, hey, look at me, I can provide everything. I can provide in great abundance and bounty. So yeah, she got that message really clear from that one little white feather. Well, those millions of white feathers.
How gorgeous, you know,
yeah,
that we
yeah.
would ask a little, and if we're believing and open to receive, we can receive a lot, even more than what we even expected. That's so amazing.
Oh, yeah. No, we don't even begin to ask enough, you know, for what's possible. We don't even begin to ask for it. We limit ourselves quite a bit.
So it's about expanding our vision a bit, isn't it? I bet vision expanded when she got the million white feathers when she asked for one.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's amazing. So speaking of a vision expanding, let's talk a little bit about what's happening with this book, Pam. Now, I'm hearing that you're hitting the New York Times bestseller list.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. I got an email from the president of Hay House, which is the publisher, and then also the publicist that I've been working with on this. He says, "Congratulations, your book made number 6 on the, I think it's the advice, self-help, miscellaneous category." And once it makes it on there, I mean, that's like a really big deal. And they're super excited. And of course, you know, once they're excited about it, they promote it even more. And of course, I'm excited. But what I say truly, I mean, I have wanted a best-selling book for a long time, and other books I've had have been bestsellers in certain markets or whatever. But I've always wanted New York Times bestseller. And so this is like the realization of a dream for me. Mm-hmm. But the other thing that's even more exciting to me is, again, all the people that I'm connecting with on the internet. You know, I started blogging. My publisher said, "Hey, you should be blogging." And I never occurred to me to blog because, you know, I'm a writer. I get paid to write. But you know, blogging is, but anyway, so I started blogging and I turned out I love it. And then people, you know, are reading my blog, they're writing to me. And again, every morning, in fact, I'm telling somebody I'm going to almost have to hire a secretary if this, you know, continues on because so many people are being touched. I mean, I'm hearing from people that say they were on the verge of suicide and just all kinds of amazing tales and, you know, inspiration that I'm getting from people. And that just means so much to me to think that, you know, I think really our biggest desire for everybody is to make a difference. I mean, I think that's what we want more than all the material stuff we say that we want, is we really want to make a difference in people's lives. And I think, you know, I'm getting really clear signs from the universe that, yes, you are making a difference in people's lives. And that feels really good for me.
That's so powerful. That's amazing. When you mentioned the person that was saying they were going to commit suicide, I mean, imagine how empowering for someone to move from feeling like a victim in their lives and nothing's worth living for, to moving into actually experiencing their own divine power of manifesting, that they are able to make a difference in their own world in every level in the moment. I mean, who wouldn't want to live and be excited about that world when that exciting new possibility awakens for them?
Yeah, so that is really cool. I mean, and you know, and the thing is, she really said, "I want you to know that this book, you know," and I will never forget that. As I wrote back to her, I said, "You know what?" She says, "I hope you never forget this message because, you know, I want you to know how much." And I said, "I will never forget that. I mean, that will be, you know, in my heart forever." You know, so that's just really, you know, a beautiful thing for me.
That's beautiful. I just want to acknowledge you for making a difference in the world and all the people's lives and all of us today who are hearing about and are going to be moved and inspired further in our own living and manifesting through the book that you've taken the time to write. So we want to thank you for that. Pam, we're going to take another brief break, and we'll be back in just a moment to talk about how we can get our hands on this book. I want all the listeners to be able to get a hold of this manual and move into these 9 experiments.
Navi Nesmith, and I'm here to share with you about the spiritual attunement session I received from Dr. Leslie.
I was a very needy person, and since having her assistance, I have had a huge breakthrough in my self-confidence, self-esteem, and ability to feel complete within myself. People are noticing how different I am without knowing I had done anything. I get comments from others asking what is different. I smile and tell them, go see Dr. Leslie. I also receive guidance to my life path and clear answers to questions I had about my life from the Holy Spirit. If you are looking for clarity or a breakthrough in your life, I recommend you call Dr. Leslie for a spiritual attunement session today.
This is Dr. Leslie. If you want to release what's holding you back in life, get a deeper experience in your own spiritual walk, or to receive insights into patterns that have been occurring in your life, I can help. Consider me a phone line between you and heaven, and feel free to dial up for your God answers. Call me for your spiritual attunement session on 980-202-1055, or contact me through the website bridgeholistichealing.com. Again, that's 980-202-1055, 980-202-1055. Blessings. And walk sacred. And we're back with Pam Grout, author of E Squared, which is shaking people's lives up around the planet and has made its way to New York Times bestseller list. Pam, just wanted to have a quick word with you about the intentions of this radio show. So as a global community, I don't know if I told you, we're reaching 83 countries now. We are actually standing in as an example of the new energies and of how to manifest in the new ways, actually working through the mind and intentions and the power of faith. And so we are not running any traditional commercials. We're only bringing in income to support this show through our own listening community. So we've got advertisements from myself or listeners who are participating in this community and donations. So we have a number of listeners who've actually been contributing to this radio show to the degree that the owner of the radio station has been astounded. He came to me and just said, I can't believe what's happening. But I want to move it to a higher level. We're not meeting all of our costs yet for the show. And I wanted to ask your advice as an expert with all of the focus in your life that you've had, how would you suggest that the listeners and I, that we all hold a space together that brings in more abundance for this radio show, and then let it be an experiment that we've done together that demonstrates the truth of that which we're talking about?
Well, I always say focus on the end result. Focus on what you want to manifest. How it's going to happen is irrelevant. It's really important to just focus on the end result. Continue to see the end result. Do a few things. You can practice being whatever it is you want. You know, whatever it is, you know, whatever that intention is, to whatever extent you can in this moment, practice being that. You know, like Gandhi said, be the change. And it's really important to focus on the end result. And the how it's going to happen is totally irrelevant. Because if you give it up to the higher source, to God, you know, he knows everything, or the higher source knows everything. So that's what, you know, that's what you really want to do. But always just keep focusing on the end result, focusing on the end result, and keep feeling, being the thing it is you're trying to manifest.
That is so awesome. You know what? It gave me an idea. Excuse me. From here forward, on every show, we'll have a moment of focus where all the listeners can join together, and we'll hold a focus for a moment of abundant support financially for the radio show, to where all of its needs are met on every level. Do you think that there's power in a group intention versus singularly? Does it add anything else to it?
So much. So much. I think I've made huge leaps. I've got a group that I get together with here in Lawrence, Kansas. I live in a little town of about 90,000 people. We get together once a week to talk about these kind of things. And since that's happened, I mean, I have believed in this for a long time, but since I've started working together, I mean, my faith, if you want to call it that, or my knowing about this stuff has just made, it's just catapulted out of the stratosphere. I mean, so doing it together, I mean, you know, it says in the Bible, when two or more are gathered in his name, so no, I think working together. In fact, in the very end of the book, I even suggest forming groups to get together and, you know, make up new experiments, keep going with this, and just have a good time. I mean, that's the bottom line, just have a really good time with this, make it fun. It's not this oh-so-serious thing, and just keep having fun, keep being what you want to be. I mean, just in little ways, you know, there are all kinds of little ways to practice being what you want to be.
This is awesome. Thank you so much, Pam. So, okay, listeners, Pam, will you join us for just a moment? We're going to have a moment of silence. Everyone, let's hold the intention right now. Just visualize this radio show. Just imagine my words coming through the speaker to your ears like it is right now, saying, guys, this radio show is fully financially supported. In fact, it's in abundance. Every single thing in need of it is paid for, and we're expanding to more days a week. Can everybody imagine that? Here, let's think about it. Wow, I feel that global support. Thank you. For those of you who are listening, if you want to contribute to this show financially or just by sending your own intentions for support here, just do that. Send us your blessings and your prayers, your thoughts, your intention for success and continued growth of this loving community of oneness. Pam, I want to thank you for joining us today and want to say, please let us know how to get your book. And first, can I ask your permission? Can we ultimately put your book on our online shopping site?
Oh, you'd have to talk to the publisher about that, I would imagine. I mean, you could put the link to Amazon or the link to Hay House. I mean, they have, you know, those kind of rights as far as sales go.
Okay.
But you could certainly put a link to either Amazon or their link or whatever. And I'd love a link to my site, which is pamgrout.com. And it's a, you know, there's all kinds of inspiration on there. It also tells how to get the book. I mean, the book is, now that it's made the New York Times bestseller list, will be more available in bookstores. But you can go into any bookstore now, and they can order it if it's not in stock. I mean, literally, they could order it and get it in within a day or two. But it's on Amazon. It's, like I said, it should be coming to almost every bookstore here pretty quick because of, you know, the bestseller thing. But it's readily available. If you have a Kindle, it's only $2.51. So it's a true bargain.
That is a bargain. My goodness. The wealth of being your creator in life for $2 and how many cents?
$2.51. I mean, you cannot beat that price. I mean, the paperback version, I think, is maybe like $14 or something like that. But the Kindle version is $2.51.
Okay, fabulous. So, listeners, get the book, E Squared. Let's be holding our intention. From here forward, the show has been permanently changed by this conversation with Pam Grout. We're going to hold our group intention together on each show just for a few moments. Pam, thank you so much for sharing with us today and for the blessings that you're bringing to so many around the world. And we look forward to watching your continued success and growth of your book spreading as you hold the intention for it.
Well, thank you, Leslie. It's been great to talk to you.
Oh, wonderful. You have a blessed day. We'll love to see you again sometime.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. So, listeners, that's Pam Grout. And now we're going to be joining with our beloved Judy Satori with a guided activation to bring through love, joy, and oneness in your own life and body.
Here's how to practice just being in the state of peace, love, and oneness. It's pretty simple. All you do is sit with your eyes shut in a meditative space. And imagine that you're superimposing over your physical body a beautiful golden triangle or a pyramid. The base of the pyramid is level with your heart chakra. And the apex of the pyramid is level with the eighth chakra just above your head. I want you to deliberately create the emotion of peace. And place it at the bottom left-hand corner of this pyramid. Feel this vibration of peace. And allow this vibration of peace to flow through every cell of your physical body and out through your energy fields. Now focus on the region of your third eye, which would be at the center of the pyramid. And place here the vibration of love. Just feel very strongly this beautiful vibration of love. And let the love flow through every cell, every part of your body. And out through your auric field. And out into the room where you are. In the town or city where you are. And now direct your intention to the lower right-hand corner of the pyramid. And here place a vibration or an energy of oneness or connection with all life. Feel yourself as connected with all other beings and with all life, both on the earth and throughout this galaxy and beyond. So now you have three distinct vibrations: peace, love, and oneness. Just feel them again separately: peace, love, and oneness. And they become now like a trinity of vibrations, creating balance and harmony within your being. Peace, love, and oneness.
Peace, love, and oneness. And may you walk in peace, love, and oneness until we meet again next week. This is Dr. Leslie. Blessings and walk sacred.